I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Novelist, critic, and teacher John Gardner was 49 when he died last year in a motorcycle accident. Harper & Row has published Gardner's posthumous book called On Becoming a Novelist, which, in effect, is a guidebook on writing. During a 1981 interview, Gardner, author of Grendel and Nickel Mountain, said he became better as a writer as he honed his skills.
I don't take as long anymore to figure things out. I mean, I've been through it enough times that I'm beginning to learn the art. I think that this book that I've just brought out, The Art of Living, is as good as I can do in the short story. I think it's pretty good. I think there are stories in that are really masterful. I think the book that I'm bringing out in the spring is a really good novel. It's the best thing I've written. And I'm working on one which I started in 1974, which I'll be through within about 5 years, which I think is better than that one.
As a critic, Gardner came under fire for chastising many of the best writers of his day.
Everybody should judge morally or whatever way he wants to judge, but he should judge. You know, he should not feel that he's the victim of a publishing establishment or of a feeling in the country or anything else. There's a temptation in every age to write in a certain way. In the Pollyanna age, all the hack writers wrote happy-ending, sappy books. The very same writers in the 60s and 70s wrote nihilistic, gloomy books. If anyone gets the idea that somebody, certainly I hope it's not me, but somebody should sit in judgment, you know, that's a terrible thing. But I think if everybody sits in judgment, then it's a good thing.
After countless rejection as a writer, said Gardner, he too became discouraged.
I stopped writing fiction for a while, and I started writing poetry, and I knew that my fiction was quite original. The poetry I wrote was clearly derivative and a little stupid, in fact. And I thought I was going to be doomed by the stupidity of my age to be a poet.
The late John Gardner, his posthumous book on becoming a novelist, feels incomplete, as though it had been clipped short. So, too, was the life of John Gardner. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.